Tell us your thoughts on just an epic night here at the Barn.
Well, first of all, how awesome was our fan base tonight? Our fans were loud. They were into it. Our student section, I think that's the best student section that we've had in the three years, at least, that our coaching staff has been here. I think our football coaches were really trying to recruit to get some of their players out here, but there were a lot of other students, and they were awesome. They were really getting into it, so that was super, super fun. So thank you to all the fans and who made this a great, great environment. And then our players, I thought, played very hard. I thought they played very composed. First half, I thought of you, Lynette, at halftime. You were not very happy because we weren't scoring, but I thought we were getting really good shots.
Yes.
I thought we were getting really, really good shots.
But they just
weren't.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes,
see, there you go. Yes, there you go, JG. No, we're getting good shots, and we just had to settle down and make some of those shots. And in the, they switch a lot of perimeter ball screen or perimeter screens, and so we were trying early on to get some cuts and some different post ups. You know, ball screens were really effective for us. You know, handling the ball coming off of it, and I thought Amaya and Tori, but Amaya had the ball in her hands a lot and made a ton of good decisions with the ball. You know, especially throughout the course of that game, but so many players played great. Tori McKinney, Briley Glenn defending, Jelani. I thought our post kids kind of sprinting in transition and plugging things up. You know, at one point in time, Fee was in the game, and you know, we were trying to explain to her how to help when Jelani has the ball in transition. And you know, she looked at me when Jelani made that almost impossible shot, like off the top of the backboard. I'm like, that's really good defense, Fee. You made her do exactly what we wanted her to do. She just happened to make it, you know. So I just thought overall, our players, I thought, got through screens, finished plays, rebounded at a really, really high level. So certainly a lot of really positive things to build off of.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Coach, and I know you know this, you only had 26 points at the end of the first half. And I'm thinking, holy cow. But you know what?
Good news is they only had 29.
That is exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it was a fast-paced game.
Yes.
Because there were a lot of shots that went up. And we got a lot of offensive rebounds. We took care of the ball at an incredibly high level against a team that turns their opponents over nonstop, it seems like. You know, and so we had only 9 turnovers in the entire game. So that was really good. I thought our players, and this is the advantage of having a veteran team, you know, we could say we want to keep this kid away from a ball screen, or we don't, even the last, Amaya got an offensive rebound, we called the timeout with 3.7 seconds or something on the shot clock, ran a baseline out of bounds play and said, avoid putting this kid in the action. And so Mara and G were kind of circling around and tried to figure out who she was guarding, and then we got into it a little bit late and Mara hit the shot.
Yes.
You know, but the awareness to be able to do that and the poise and the composure, you know, certainly speaks volumes of our young ladies.
It was so fun to watch in the second half. Unbelievable. You did out-rebound Ohio State 47-32. Outstanding.
Well, yeah, again, I thought our effort was outstanding. They made a run, but that's what good teams do. And they made a run at us, and we weathered that storm again and, you know, found ways. I thought Mara's shot on the baseline out of bounds play really kind of calmed us at that point in time. We needed that. Chance Gray for them was kind of going off and, you know, hitting some pretty well contested shots. Again, I thought our defensive effort was absolutely outstanding. I think doubling the ball screen on the in the corner, I was kind of on the right corner a few times. Sophie and Tori were involved in that, and our players, teammates were helping. You know, our coaches had that idea, and I thought it was a great idea, and it worked really well. That got us 2 possessions in the game. And, you know, in a game when you're playing, in any game, every possession matters, but in a game when you're playing one of the top teams in the country, certainly every possession matters.
In talking about this game on the radio this week, Coach, I was asked, well, who's their best player? And my answer was, I have no idea. And I feel like if I ask you that, who's your best player?
Oh, our best player?
Yeah, you're going to say, I don't know. Come
We're
to the
orchestrating
barn.
Excellence.
Exactly,
you know, it depends
right.
on depends on the moment.
Exactly,
and,
right.
And today you had to be an xylophone, you know? So I don't know if you're called an xylophonist, but I made that word up today if it's not a word. So, I mean, that's the whole point with our team. And I thought our young ladies coming off some ball screens, you know, kicked it to open shooters, and they took advantage of it and made big-time plays. And when we didn't make it, we seemed to fly in and get some offensive rebounds. So, you know, I think it's the – what is that? The synergy, the sum is greater than the –
Whole of the parts.
Is that what it's called? No, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. That's how it goes. That's what it is. Yes. Yeah. Sorry about that. I screwed that one up.
Well, but you just look at the box score and you just know it, right? I mean, 13, right. 18, 12, 18, the rebounds, the assists, everybody kind of has similar numbers. Talk a little bit about, before we wrap up, just the entire effort – on Jelani Cambridge, and the Sophie coming off screens, having to guard her in actions. And like you said, I know the exact shot you're talking about, because we said nothing you can do there. Tori forced, I thought, a couple of really just, she got the shot off, but Tori was there, and you made it tough. And that's all you can really do, right? And you did a great job, it seems like, pretty much all night.
That's all you can do. You know, she hit 10, she scored 10 shots or made 10 shots in that game. But I would say that of those 27 that she took, man, I don't know if more than three or four of them were really good, easy looks. You know, maybe good looks for her, but not easy for a lot of players. So, again, I thought our, you know, and again, this is what's really, really important about this team, is that we went back and we said before in the Nebraska game, we got beat on back cuts. Well, Ohio State back cuts a lot. We didn't get beat in back cuts. In the Wisconsin game, we ran through screens. Well, we made an adjustment in this game because they screen a lot, and then they screen to get shots, and then they go into a handoff, or then they go into a ball screen, and we got through screens at a high level. I think it was before we played against Rutgers, we didn't do a good job. Our post kids needed to come higher in ball screen coverage, and I thought our post kids did a phenomenal job. You know, the game started with Cambridge coming off a ball screen and then trying to dump it to the post kid, and then they never really looked at the post kid a whole lot after that because it was a turnover. You know, maybe they went to one or more, two more times, but that's is a huge staple in their offense. And so I just think our players' awareness, it was really, really good. And the good news is we keep getting better.
It was so good, Coach. Hot diggity dog. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was fun. We have one more home game. We play against another top-ranked team in the country in Michigan State, and we'd love to get this place packed because we're honoring our five seniors on our team, and so it's going to be a very, very special game. And so we'd love to get this place packed with a ton of fans because these young ladies are competing, they're battling, and they're playing a fun style of basketball.
That's exactly right. I co-sign everything you said, and we'll do our best to get this place packed on Sunday. Congratulations. Awesome night, and we'll see you Sunday.
Okay, thank you.